Inflation is easing just a little bit. That's the takeaway from today's Consumer Price Index report. In July, inflation was up 8.5% over last year, but that's slower than the 9.1% annual increase in June, which was a 40-year high. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jane.
So this easing inflation has a lot to do with falling gas prices. Tell us what's happening here and why.
Yeah, it's mostly actually falling energy prices in general. Inflation, as you said, largely flat from the month before, but there's been a major drop off in gasoline prices. There's an offset, and that is that food and shelter prices are actually higher. So when you look at the gas prices, there are three things at play as to why we are paying less for it right now. One is that the high costs of gas do actually weaken demand. There are people who just make choices about the fact that they don't have the budget, they can't deal with the added price of it, so they drive less. The other matter is that the price of oil internationally has also gone down, so that's brought the prices down. And a number of states have suspended gasoline taxes sort of as an emergency move to try and make gas prices a little more affordable. So most of what you're seeing in the fact that inflation is flat is because of a big decrease in energy prices. But the fact that it's largely flat means that something else is up if energy prices are that far down, and that something are the other two things that you need to live on, and that is food and shelter.
Right. You mentioned grocery prices up in July more than 13% compared to last year, Ali. I mean, gosh, so many people are feeling this. Why are these food prices still so high?
So there are a few issues at play here. One is we've still got some supply chain issues. There have been some poor harvests on account of weather around the world. There's a shortage of food largely from Ukraine. We've just started seeing ships this week starting under Russian escort to allow some of the grain and other products that come out of Ukraine to do so. There's also, believe it or not, a shortage of fertilizer connected to Ukraine. So All of these things together are causing higher prices for food. It's not across the board, but what it's meaning is that because there are higher prices for dairy, for fruit, for vegetables, for baked goods, and for meat, people are trying to substitute in buying other things, and that's causing the price of certain other things that are not in short supply to go up. So that's a bit of a mess, because for people on a fixed income, first they were hit by higher gasoline prices, and now, I mean, that's really hard to do. To change your eating habits around is harder than changing your transportation habits.
Yeah, sure is. So give us the big picture here, Ali. What should we make of today's report? Do you see any hints that price increases on things that we're buying every day, maybe turning around here?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Fed has been relatively aggressive. A lot of people will say they were late to the game in raising interest rates, but they've been fairly aggressive to try and contain inflation. Some of it's limited. I mean, you can't raise interest rates to get people to, you know, reduce their demand for food. That it doesn't work on things like that. So it's a delicate balance. If the Fed is too forceful to try and slow the economy down, that could actually trigger a recession. We're not in one right now. There's some people who think we are, but probably we're not. And that has unwanted consequences. The one good thing, Jane, is we're still seeing wages increase, and we're still seeing job numbers, jobs being created. So for the moment, it's wait and see till next month.
Yep. Fed meets next month to decide whether to raise interest rates again. We'll be watching. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. As always, Ali, thanks.
Thanks, Jane.